Lesson 4.
Word list.
Tease.
Amiable, kindly, good-natured.
Offend. Offence.
Directly.
Yard.
Waitress.
Counter.
Doze.
Deck chair.
Luxury.
Bite.
Scream.
Handbag.
Strap.
Terrific.
Depend.
Row.
Destroy.
Scared of.
Pound.
Smart. Quick. Clever.
Lawyer.
Deserve.
Bandage.
Sling.
Plaster.
Lean.
Lap.
Thirst.
Note.
Lot.
Suspense.
Rotten.
Kid.
Hush. Silence.
Copper.
Coin.
Till.
Text.
The dog must die. We all liked old Maggie. As most lads do, we enjoyed teasing her. But old Maggie was always so amiable and never really took offence. Directly the bell went, the 10 of us from our shop would run the whole of the 300 yards down the road from our factory to Sam's Cafe, where old Maggie worked as the only waitress. We always called her Old Maggie, although she wasn't old really, about 47 or 48. No more. But she had had a hard life, and it had knocked the youth and good looks out of her. She was a little woman, had black hair and very bright eyes. Make no mistake, her hard life had not knocked the spirit out of her. One word out of place, and she would flare up. She was a wonderful worker, too. Sam definitely did a smart thing when he took on Maggie, and he knew it. All he did was to stand behind the counter taking money. We all knew about old Maggie's hard life because she was so fond of talking about it. She was married when she was 16, and she had 6 children. Her husband died at the same time when she was carrying her last child, and she got the job at Sam's after she'd had her baby. That Monday dinner time, when we came in and found she wasn't there, we all asked, "Hey, Sam, where's old Maggie today?" "She isn't here," said Sam. We could see that, for another young woman was serving in her place. "She hasn't left, has she?"
"Not yet."
"What, is she going to?"
"It just depends."
"Well, come on, Sam, tell us what's happened to her."
"Remember that dog business?"
We certainly did. It had only happened towards the end of last week. It seems Maggie had been out with her 7-year-old lad in the park. The lad was playing with his ball while old Maggie sat dozing off in a deck chair, a bit of luxury for her. A big black dog went for the ball, and when the lad tried to get his ball away, the dog went for him, bit his face, and got its teeth in his arm. Her lad's screams woke up old Maggie, and she jumped out of the chair. She beat the dog off with her handbag, and the man who was with the dog ran up and got it on a strap. Somebody called the police, and there was a terrific row.
"Well," said Sam, "it's turned out that the dog belongs to some rich man, and he is terribly scared of losing it. It has been in trouble for biting people before now, and they are sure that the court will order it to be destroyed. So last Friday evening, they came round and offered old Maggie £100 if she would let the dog off. But she turned them down. All over the weekend they were at her, and by Sunday night the offer was £200, but still she didn't agree. It's really very smart of her. This morning she came in and said they had asked her to go to a lawyer's office to meet the gentleman who owns the dog. I gave her the time off, and that's where she's gone."
Well, the news caused a bit of excitement, and we were glad of it for old Maggie's sake. The old girl deserved a break, we thought. Suddenly, the door opened, and who should come in but old Maggie herself, with her boy with her. He had his bandaged arm in a sling and a bit of plaster on his face. All of us gave old Maggie a cheer, and everybody else in the cafe joined in. Old Maggie was looking very pale and old. It was hard to believe she was the mother of the young lad with her. Sam leaned over the counter.
"Here, lads, move up and make room for Mag," said Sam. "Sit down, Maggie. I'll bring you a cup of tea. It's been a bit too much for you, hasn't it? But come on, tell us what they gave you."
Old Maggie was thankful to sit down. We could see that. She pulled her lad onto her lap. Sam brought the tea round, and old Maggie drank it as though she was dying of thirst. Then, in her firm voice, she said, "The dog must die." She paused a bit, and then went on, "They got me in their big office. £300 in notes in three lots, all for me to see." That made us take a deep breath. Sam's eyes opened wide.
"Good old Maggie, I told you to hold out. How much did you ask for? Come to it."
We made noises agreeing with Sam. The suspense was getting too much to bear.
"The dog must die," I said. "It's nothing but a wild beast," I said. "Only a wild beast would bite a child like that. He's only a baby after all. Keep your rotten money," I said. "The dog must die. See, you can't allow a wild beast to go running about where kids are playing. It might have killed our boy if we hadn't got him away in time."
A hush fell over the whole cafe. We looked at old Maggie and saw that her poor face was as white as a sheet. She was sweating, too. Sam looked as if someone had struck him hard.
"But you turned it down? You've taken nothing?" "Shut up, Sam," someone said very sharply.
It was dead silent in the cafe as Sam walked back to his place behind the counter. Then one of our lads said, "Here, give her another cup of tea, Sam. On me." He got up and put the coppers to pay for it on the counter. Sam pushed the tea over to him, picked up the coins, flung them in the till. I said, "Here, Maggie, have a smoke."
And she looked as if she needed it.